This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Back to the long economic expansion, which began 8 years and 7 months ago as the U.S. economy started reviving from the depths of the financial collapse. President Trump put it this way last night.
An economic miracle is taking place in the United States, and the only thing that can stop it are foolish wars, politics, or ridiculous partisan investigations.
Economist Philip Swagel is a professor at the University of Maryland School of Public Policy and former Assistant Secretary for Economic Policy at the Treasury under George W. Bush. Welcome.
Thanks, David. Good morning.
Phil, besides wars, the president said it's in large part politics that could pop the great American economic balloon. What is your sense, having served a Republican administration before, all the policy is now in place for greater expansion?
Well, we have a strong economy, and that's the question. Will it continue? You know, I agree with the president. A war could get in the way of continued growth, but it's a trade war, and it's a trade war the president has started. Now, that to me, that's one of his challenges, to bring that to a conclusion as quickly as possible so the U.S. economy can keep growing.
That may be on his team, the president's team. It may be on China. But also NAFTA has not been fully overhauled. Congress has to get involved in that one.
Yeah, to me, that's a big uncertainty for 2019, that the president has put forward a modestly changed NAFTA that he's calling the USMCA, and Congress is balking at it. If Congress rejects his new NAFTA, will he withdraw from the old NAFTA? And that would have a devastating effect on the U.S. economy and the economies of Canada and Mexico. And so that's a big risk, I think, for 2019.
And back to the president's point that politics could be a drag on the economy if we don't get it right. I mean, there is the potential for another partial federal government shutdown.
That's right. I mean, to me, the political uncertainty, again, is putting a damper on the economy. We've had a strong economy in 2018, and what could make businesses and families pause on their spending plans this year? It would be another shutdown. It would be more political uncertainty coming out of Washington.
The University of Maryland's Philip Swagel is an economist who served at the Treasury Department under George W. Bush. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.